And you know, Brother Jed, they've been quoting what Dutch Sheet said. He did say that we will have more, it'd be more warfare, but the victories would be faster and easier. Thank God for that. Amen. We can war with that word. That the victories are going to be faster and they're going to be easier. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, and then we need to know this. When it comes to warfare, we can't continue to fight on the level that we have been fighting on before. If we still see people as our enemies, as our problem, how many of you know we need to get a better revelation? That means we don't have the understanding yet that people are not our problems. They're not. Because, I mean, how many years of teaching have we had that we do not wrestle with flesh and blood? Amen? We know it's the enemy, is the devil. And then don't forget, we have the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And many times, it's our flesh. But God wants us to see it from the spirit, that the devil is the real enemy. And the flesh, the things of the world, those are our enemies. Those are real enemies. And then there's going to have some new prayer assignments. Amen. How many of y'all happy about that? New prayer assignments. So things are going to happen when we pray and do warfare prayer. Prayer changes everything. Prayer has to go before us in whatever we do. Amen. We're going to have to pray. And so sometimes we're just going to have to join with other people, with others in corporate prayer, just like they did in the book of Acts, and pray in God's kingdom here in this earth as it already is in heaven. So, you know, your prayer assignment, you could be asked to pray for the prison ministry. How many of y'all thank Brother Jess and Sister Verna for the prison ministry? Let's give the Lord a hand for them, because people are coming to the Lord when they go and minister at the prisons. God may be asking you to pray for the recovery ministries. And then you focus on that, whatever God is calling you to do. He may be calling you to pray for the children's ministry or the youth ministry or Victory Christian School. About whatever, ask God to show you what your new prayer assignment is. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then what God wants us to do is to decree and declare from our heavenly position. From our heavenly position. I mean, we're seated in heavenly places in Christ. So we decree and we declare from our heavenly position. Amen. And God wants us to permeate the atmosphere with his word. With the word of God. And so in Isaiah 51, the Bible tells us that he says, I have put my words in your mouth that you may plant, establish, and fix the heavens and lay the foundation on earth. So that is thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand for the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. She does a great job. I hate to come behind that woman. Praise God. She used such good English. She teaches such good word. Praise God. Well, good evening. Praise the Lord. We're so happy to be here. I want to minister a message to you tonight that came out of prayer. The Saturday morning prayer, Brother Brad was there, Sister Bob was there, a few others was there, and we was praying, and we just huddled up together and began to prophesy, and different ones was prophesying. Then I opened my mouth and prophesied, and Pastor Jerry told me to minister that message in Pine Bluff, and so we did minister this message in Pine Bluff. And, excuse me, and there was a lady there that, you know, how many of you get emails and then, I mean, you get emails and you get about 100 and something, then you try to get them all off? Well, I had gotten about 100 and some emails, so I was trying to get them off and ran across one of the members in the Pine Bluff Church, And she said that she had got, she went to church and something come over her. We know what came over her. And said she got healed, totally healed. Hallelujah. In that meeting Sunday night. And so we just praise God and give him all the praise, because it had already been spoken by Mihaela that from Romania that signs, wonders, and miracles are going to be done in the Pine Bluff Church. And so I guess this is just a drop in the bucket of what's going to happen, what's to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we're excited about Pine Bluff. We thank God for it. And so Pastor wanted me to minister this message tonight to you. And the title of this message is Take Your Place. Will you say that with me tonight? I'll say it like you mean it tonight. Take your place. Hallelujah. Just like Thelma was saying, kingdom of God come, will of God be done. Hallelujah. My theme scripture tonight is coming from Joshua 1 and 3. I had some teaching on this about six or seven months ago. And it just totally changed my life, it just changed me, you know. So let's read there, Joshua 1 and 3, it said, every place that the sole of your foot shall trod, walk upon, oh good Arkansas term, walk on, upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. I don't know if you know it or not, but that is a powerful, powerful word. It said, every place that your foot goes on, I have given it to you. So, say, it's already been done. It's already done. Wherever you go into the spiritual realm, you can go there in the spiritual realm through prayer. Hallelujah. And God has always wanted heaven on earth. Amen. And he said that, he told Moses, he said, Moses, I've given you the promised land. And when he went to the Red Sea, it was nothing for him to do, because what was it? It's already been done. He supposed to have gone to the promised land. Amen. Hallelujah. And so even they sent out spies and to look over the promised land. Joshua and Caleb was a different spirit. And so they saw they was well able because they had the promise. Amen. I'm telling you, this word of God is so powerful. It's already been done in heaven. Amen. I see God as a script writer, writing a play, and we are the actors. Amen. We are carrying it out. Amen. Say, it's already been done. And it said, every place that the sole of your foot trod on, I have given it to you. It's a done deal. It's already been done. Hallelujah. And you know, the children of Israel, they did not receive that promise. They murmur and complain in the wilderness, maybe a 2 hour, maybe a 2 weeks journey. They just dwelt there for 40 years. Because they didn't receive the promise. I have given it to you already. It said, will of God come and will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Do you know your place? Do you know your place on the earth? Hallelujah. We are to take our place of authority on this earth. It's already been done. And the devil can't do anything about it. Amen. Look at this scripture in Genesis 2 and 7. It said, and the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being. Hallelujah. Can't you see that? Getting the dirt, earth, from the ground, creating man. Because, how many of you know, kingdom of God come, will of God be done, on earth as it is in heaven. He got some earth and made us out of it. I remember Jason Powell preached a message and said, I'm dirt, but I'm good dirt. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so he breathed heaven into him. Amen. Man. Hallelujah. And when he breathed the breath of heaven into man, man became a living spirit, a speaking spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. His will for man was always to bring heaven to earth. Amen. And he walked with man at the cool of the day, talking to him, fellowshipping with him. He was able to name all the animals because he had the very mind of Christ, of God. Amen. So much until when God thought something, he was doing it. Amen. Carrying it out, the will of God. Amen. Kingdom of God be done and on earth as it is in heaven. Even from the beginning, God wants heaven to be in earth. Amen. He was bringing it to here. Look at Revelation 12, 7 through 11. It said, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast down, that serpent of old called the devil of Satan, who devised the whole world, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, that they loved not their life unto death. Satan, the accuser of the brethren, was cast down. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Hallelujah. To the earth. He was in heaven. Had a place in heaven. Hallelujah. In where we are going. Hallelujah. Had a very place there, but he committed high treason there in heaven against God, and he was thrown out of heaven. Amen. Thrown out of heaven. And so he didn't have a place in heaven anymore. Hallelujah. That's why he's trying to steal our place. Amen. Hallelujah. And Brother Brad was telling me the other night, he said he doesn't even have a body. Hallelujah. He doesn't have a body to operate. When Jesus came on the earth, he said, prepare me a body, and I'll go down and redeem mankind. Amen. Hallelujah. And so everything is in him. Everything is in Jesus. We can't do nothing without Jesus. When the Father see us, he see Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And you know, Jesus is seated on the right hand of the authority and power of the Father. Amen. He's seated there with that authority and power. Hallelujah. And he's saying, sit here in this place until I make your enemy your footstool. Hallelujah. And the Bible say that Jesus is going to soon crush Satan under our feet. Hallelujah. The devil is illegally here. He's not legally here. He doesn't have a place here. And therefore we can't allow him to have a place. Say, I give him no place. No place in my family. No place in my church. No place in my city. Hallelujah. I don't know why. If y'all saw that article about Camden, says the poorest city in the state of Arkansas. Did anybody see that? It was on the internet. You saw it, Sister Kendall, too? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not going to give him no place. Hallelujah. He doesn't have a place. The Bible said resist the devil and he has to flee. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we have been given that authority and power on the earth. Oh, that devil, the Satan, has no place on this earth. Hallelujah. He's got to go into dry places seeking rest and finding none. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 12:43, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finding none. Say, I give him no rest. He can't sit down here. He can't be on my family. He can't be on my, hallelujah. We have the authority to give him no rest, to give him no place. No place in our lives, in our home, church, city, state, and nation. Amen. For it is God that worketh in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Say, God is working in me. He's working his plan. He's working his purpose in me. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when we look at the scriptures, we see that God is have raised up man again. We know what happened in the garden. Amen. Man knew he had authority, but the woman was deceived. Amen. So when are we going to start walking in that authority? Hallelujah. We can't let things happen as status quo. Amen. We got to rise up and give the devil no place. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Isaiah 1:19, it said, you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. I mean, you want to eat the good of this land. Hallelujah. There's some territory that got to be taken. Amen. Where is our place at? Hallelujah. That, Bill Norton have said to us, the rope is cut from the boat. I know where my place is. Amen. It's in Pine Bluff. Amen. But long before that, Pastor Jerry received a prophecy, a vision from the Lord saying that that he was supposed to do 100 churches. And we were in Dallas, Texas. And we were listening to Chuck Pierce. And Chuck Pierce prophesied over us, Thelma and I. He said, when you get to the Arkansas line, begin to prophesy 50 storehouses. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Jerry had this vision way back in the old church. Way back then, he had that vision. You know how long that's been? It's been a while. Amen. He had that vision. And here go Chuck Pierce, not knowing anything about it, prophesy. Hallelujah. I want you to know tonight, it's already done. It's done. Hallelujah. It's already done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. If sickness try to come on your body, you say it's been done, because it said by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. And if I was healed, I am healed. Hallelujah. We ain't giving the devil no place. Hallelujah. You don't have to give him the time of day. Hallelujah. Because he's illegally in this world, in this earth. Hallelujah. We have the authority to run him out of this region, out of this coast. Hallelujah. All you got to do is speak the word of God. And the Bible declared that the word of God will not turn void. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your faith, building up your faith, building up your faith in your most holy faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be obedient. Hallelujah. I'm trying my brother Willis. You know. Hallelujah. Be willing and obedient. Hallelujah. God has given it to you. It's already done. They had been promised the promised land. It was a done deal. All they had to do is get over there. Didn't matter about the giants being in the land that they saw. But Caleb and them had a different spirit. They said we are well able to take this land, amen, because they had the promise, amen. How many of you know we got the promise, amen? Hallelujah. We are the one that's supposed to take dominion over this earth, amen. Hallelujah. There's some people here tonight supposed to be in politics. There's some supposed to be in the hospital, ruling and reigning, amen, on this earth in this time, amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible say in Matthew 16:19, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom, amen, of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Hallelujah. Kingdom of God come. Will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's already been done in heaven. We got to make it happen. We got to align ourselves with heaven. Amen. In heaven says there's no sickness up there. Well, it ain't. I don't have to accept no sickness here. We got to stand up on the word of God. This word of God is so powerful. It's so powerful until you are able just to speak it, and things happen. You ain't got to take your sword and go somewhere and fight somebody. All you got to do is look in this here and read this word and speak it, and your sword will do the work. Say it's a done deal. It's already done in heaven. And it's going to be done in earth. It's going to be done in my family. It's going to be done in my city. It's going to be done in my church. Amen? Hallelujah. God has given us this earth. He's given it to us. Amen? And it says here, you, 1 John 4:4, it says, you are of God, little children. Just let that soak in. Out of all the things on earth, he said, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Now, I don't know. I got an English teacher there. What have mean? It's past 10, isn't it? Isn't it past 10? He said, we already done overcome them, demons, and the devil. Amen. Overcome them. Because what? God, when he breathed that life inside of us, he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's what? In the world. Do you know who you are? Have you found your place? Amen. My place is to rule and reign on this earth, in this time, in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. And the enemy has not to take it away from me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Overcome. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Amen. And the Bible say in Mark 11:23-24, he said, for surely I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and doubt not in the heart, but believe those things he say shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever we say. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. You will have them. Hallelujah. So mountain in your way. What you got to do? Speak to the mountain and command it to move. Move. Get over there. Something got to move. Hallelujah. Something got to get going. It's either going to be you or the devil. Hallelujah. But we got to make the devil move. Amen. Hallelujah. This earthly, God said, I put this in earthly vessel. This power in earthly vessels. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Over in Luke 8:34, we're getting ready to close. Amen. It said, now a woman having a flow of blood for 20 years, who had spent all of her livelihood on physician and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of the garment of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. Amen. By touching the hem of Jesus' garment. Hallelujah. I tell you, God has anointed us. He has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to those who are captive, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who being oppressed by the devil, to preach the accepted year of the Lord. We've been anointed to do it. Amen. Anointed to do it. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and receive some anointing tonight. You might get healed tonight. I don't know what it is. You might get healed tonight or whatever it is. Oh, hallelujah. You might receive some joy. The devil don't have a place on your joy. Amen. No, he has no place on you being full of glory, full of the Lord's glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't allow him to sit on what belongs to you. He don't have a place in your life. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, give him no place. Amen. Our place is that someone should want to come and let us pray for him. Our life ought to be where not only do they want to touch us, but they'll want to get healed by us. Amen. Our life should be so anointed that somebody said, pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. We walk in the supermarket and somewhere they'll see the glory of God is on you because they know that it's something about you because heaven is in you. Amen. And they'll be able to see that and they know it's something different. You are usual. You are not like other people that I see all the time in this store. There's something about you. Hallelujah. Will you please pray for me? Amen. Because we're carrying it in earthly vessels. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has blessed us. Hallelujah. That we are anointed to bring it forth. Hallelujah. And the Bible say that Jesus has sent us as a witness and to imitate him and to stand in place. Amen. To stand in the place. Hallelujah. How many of you are witness that he's good all the time? Come on, somebody. How many of you are imitating him? Oh, I tell you, the Lord loves to see you imitate the Lord. Amen. Acting like your father, acting like Jesus. Amen. He said, that's my child, honey. Look her there. Look her there. Hallelujah. She's talking just like me. Oh, he's walking just like me. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord want to see. Amen. He want to see you imitating him and carrying out his will, carrying out his purpose, carrying out his plan on the earth. Come on, stand on your feet tonight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't nobody mad tonight but the devil. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you tired of the devil, oh, taking your place, taking your joy, oh, the things that you supposed to have, oh, that you've seen some kind of way, you allow and you're giving place to it. Hallelujah. I want you to come to this altar tonight. And we're going to pray and make some declaration tonight. Talking about on our city. Talking about on our family. Talking about what? Our finances. Had no business. We don't have to give him no place. He's an illegal. Doesn't even have a body. Don't belong here. How many of you tired? Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the anointing tonight. Hallelujah. Something changing. I believe the wind of heaven is blowing in this place. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Mighty Savior, the angels were rejoicing because they said, now salvation is come. Jesus, all those scriptures say in him, by him. Oh, they're powerful because we are in him. Said, if you abide in him, his word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it be done in Jesus' name. We declaring right now that it's a done deal. Heaven have already expressed itself to our life. And Father, I thank you for a good work that's inside of us. Lord, and I thank you that we're going to take our place back. Hallelujah. We're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We operate from heaven, amen. Even our citizenship is not even on this earth. But we're supposed to be here carrying out the will of God. And so, Lord, every place that we trod on, we claim it right now. We claim Pine Bluff in the name of Jesus. We claim other territory, future churches, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We claim miracles and signs and wonders in the church, God. Over these Victory Church, God. Lord, I thank you that even the ground's going to be saturated where the churches are. Oh, because you are God. Lord, when we read the Bible, we see even Elijah was so anointed till they threw a dead man in the grave with him and he came alive. Lord, saturate us tonight. We believe. Declare we believe. Say we believe, God. Oh, we believe that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask, according to the power that worketh within us. Sickness has no place. Lord, we believe death has no place. Blinded eyes has no place. Lord, thank you, Lord, that we can live and move and have our beings in you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift you up for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God, because we can declare that it's mighty, God. Thank you, Lord, for kingdom of God coming, will of God be done in me, in our church, Lord. Lord, it's a done deal in Jesus' name over our lives.